Welcome to another episode of AI Unraveled, demystifying frequently asked questions on artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Alex Cooper, and today we'll dive into the latest updates and trends happening in the world of AI. Let's get started. Firstly, Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, has categorically denied rumors of launching a new search engine. Instead, Altman hinted at an exciting upcoming announcement that he describes as something that feels like magic. While not much is known, reports suggest that OpenAI might be developing an AI voice assistant. In another major integration, OpenAI is expected to bring ChatGPT to iPhones with the launch of iOS 18. This may significantly enhance the user experience by expanding the capabilities of Siri. Meanwhile, Apple is also discussing integrating Google's Gemini chatbot into its devices. Turning to hardware, SoftBank's subsidiary Arm Holdings plans to develop AI chips, targeting a launch in 2025. With prototypes expected by spring and mass production by autumn, the initiative reflects the rising demand for AI chips. OpenAI unveiled its latest flagship model, GPT-4o, which stands as a huge improvement over GPT-4 Turbo. This new model is 2x faster, 50% cheaper, and offers 5x higher rate limits, making it an appealing choice for users. TikTok is also dipping its toes into AI advancements by testing ChatGPT-powered search results. This feature will provide AI-generated answers for specific queries to improve search functionalities. Meta is exploring AI-powered earphones with built-in cameras under the project name Camera Buds. Although it remains uncertain whether the final product will be in-ear or over-ear, these earphones aim to visually translate foreign languages and identify objects. Google has announced numerous updates across its AI ecosystem. Highlights include Project Astra, AI teammates for Google Workspace, Veo for high-quality video generation, and significant improvements to Google Search. Additionally, they've launched Gemini 1.5 Pro and Imagen 3 for text-to-image modeling, among other features. In a surprising move, OpenAI co-founder Ilya Sutskever has left the company amid internal disagreements over AI safety and product launches. Jakub Pachacki will now step up as the chief scientist. Apple unveiled AI-enhanced eye tracking, music haptics, and voice shortcuts, making their devices more accessible. These features focus on aiding users with physical disabilities and those who are deaf or hard of hearing. Humane's AI Pin has seen a significant upgrade with the integration of GPT-4o, enhancing its speed and accuracy. Amid financial difficulties, Stability AI is seeking a buyer. The company has generated less than $5 million in revenue while incurring substantial losses and debts. OpenAI will soon integrate Reddit content into ChatGPT, enhancing its AI models with real-time, unique content. This move will also enable Reddit to introduce new AI-powered features for its users. OpenAI is also rolling out improvements to data analysis, allowing seamless file uploads from Google Drive and Microsoft OneDrive, and interactive chart features. Lastly, the Deloitte survey reveals optimism among Gen Z and millennials about the use of Gen AI in the workplace. Despite some concerns, frequent users are excited about the technology's potential to improve work-life balance and productivity. That's all for this episode of AI Unraveled, demystifying frequently asked questions on artificial intelligence. Don't forget to subscribe for more updates and insights. Thank you for tuning in, and see you in the next episode.